cannot be done by the parliament. It is administrative, and there is a body called BRC that handles that. Even the speaker should not be in it so much, because he is only a chair of BRC, but the day-to-day activity of is a screening of, because the speaker came to realize there are 371 armed forces within the parliament, which is as an alarming number of armed forces. It looks like those who used to come with bodyguards, like every committee chair, you have two bodyguards. When you leave, the bodyguards remain the staff of the parliament, instead of checking them out and returning them to their units. So the accumulation became that. Plus other malpractices also by some clerks and other people who want to create employment for their people in the organized forces. So this is being screened, which is a good way to go. The parliament is doing right. If you are a military officer, a colonel in rank, why would you be a bodyguard? These things are happening because the government is being cheated by many people. You find one person has names in several places in military, like in Bilpam. There is another one in national security. You find also the same person is a civil servant in the Ministry of Finance. And all these are what the government has been struggling to screen out. But if the parliament has started, that will be a way forward for the rest of the institutions.